good morning. Thank you for joining our call today to discuss Coca-Cola Hellenic Bottling Company's third quarter trading update. Today, I'm joined by our Acting Chief Executive Officer and Group Chief Financial Officer, Michalis Imellos. Before we get started, let me remind everyone that this conference call contains various forward-looking statements. These should be considered in conjunction with the cautionary statements in our trading update press release, which we published this morning. Although we have added a webcast facility to our call for ease of access, there will be no slide presentation today as per our usual practice for trading updates. We will start with some brief opening remarks from Michalis and then open the floor to your questions. Let me now turn the call over to Michalis.
Thank you, Basak. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining our call. Before we get started, I would like to say a few words about the sudden death of our CEO, Dimitris Lois, on the 2nd of October. Dimitris was a great friend, a truly special person and colleague, and an inspiration to the whole Coca-Cola Hellenic family. I know he would have been very proud to be announcing and discussing with you this set of excellent results today. Overall, we are very pleased with a strong revenue delivery in the quarter. We have achieved a better balance between volume growth and price mix improvement compared to the first half of the year, while revenue growth continued its strong pace. Let's look at the headline numbers. Revenue performance was excellent in the quarter, with currency neutral revenue growth of 6%. Group volume was up by 3.4%, with good broad-based improvements from all three segments. Currency-neutral revenue per case improved by 2.5% in the quarter, with consistent positive progress in all three segments. Currencies had a small negative impact, so on a reported basis, net sales revenue grew by 5% compared to the prior year quarter. Let me now take you through the main drivers of volume and revenue per case. Established markets volume grew by 2.2% in the quarter. This year's strong performance benefited from a good tourist season and exceptionally warm weather in Italy and Greece. In this segment, low-calorie sparkling drinks are advancing in line with our strategy, while full sugar variants have declined. Still drinks performed well too, as a result of higher water volumes. Volume in developing markets increased by 5.1%, led by sparkling and water. Here, we saw the already positive trends in Hungary and the Czech Republic accelerating the warm summer weather. In Poland, where we continue to see a declining underlying sparkling market and some weather headwinds, new launches of flavors and packages helped stabilize the volumes in the quarter. Emerging markets volume increased by 3.5%. We saw very strong growth in Romania, Serbia, and Ukraine, and stable volumes in Russia. This growth was partly offset by volume decline in Nigeria, which was expected during the low season following the significant price increases taken in the last 12 months. As you are aware, we have a consistent focus on improving the value we get from every case we sell, and in this quarter we have continued to build on our good track record. In the emerging markets, price increases taken earlier in the year drove a 4.2% currency-neutral revenue per case growth. Improved category and package mix also contributed to this result. The decline in the pace of growth this quarter compared to the 8.6% in the first half of the year was expected and the result of cycling price increases taken at the end of the second quarter in 2016. In the established and developing segments, list price increases are not very common, but the emergence of a more inflationary environment and effective management of promotions are helping us achieve higher revenue per case. In the established markets, currency-neutral revenue per case has been growing sequentially every quarter, and in the third quarter, the growth rate reached 1.1%. In the developing markets, currency neutral revenue per case improved by 2.1%, a moderation from the first half trends as expected. Now turning to the categories. The third quarter, which includes the summer months in all markets except for Nigeria, saw the culmination of our efforts to accelerate innovation in products, flavors, and packages. The launches of the new recipe for Coke Zero, new variants such as Coke Zero Lemon, Coca-Cola Regular Lime, and Coca-Cola with Stevia and No Calories, the Fanta Slider bottle, limited edition flavors of Fanta in many of our countries, and Schweppes Pomegranate in Russia are part of a very long list that helped achieve sparkling beverages volume growth of 2.7%. In still drinks, water volume grew by 7.4%, with high single-digit growth in all three segments. Good summer weather, a strong tourist season in Greece, and our new streamlined water business in Italy helped to deliver this excellent result. Juice volume declined by 1.8% in the quarter. While we have positive underlying trends in most of our markets, declines in Nigeria and Russia, as well as some product eliminations in Ireland, have offset the growth achieved elsewhere. Energy maintained its growth momentum and posted an increase of 24.1%. We continue to build Monster volume, which grew by 39.3% on a like-for-like basis. Including new market launches, Monster growth was 43.8%. We saw 5.9% decline in the ready-to-drink tea category, but this is not entirely surprising given the ongoing plans to transition from Nestea to Fuze Tea in our markets. We look forward to the launch of Fuze Tea in 2018. In conclusion, we made good progress on many fronts in the third quarter and go into the final quarter encouraged by our progress and confident in delivering on our expectations for the full year. With that, I will now hand over to the operator to take any questions you may have. Operator.
Okay, thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, as I said before, if you would like to ask your question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, thanks for waiting. So the first question comes from the line of Edward Mundy from Jefferies. Please, Edward, go ahead.
Hi, morning, Michaelis. Morning, everyone. Three questions, please. First of all, are you able to quantify the impact of the good summer weather on your Q3 volumes? Second, I think this is the first time you've used this language, the emergence of a more inflationary environment in the established markets. So I was wondering whether you're able to go into that in a little bit more detail, and does this feel sustainable? And then third question is around your developing markets. You know, very strong revenue per case for the first 9 months. Does this feel sustainable into 2018?
Okay, thank you, Ed. Good morning. So the summer weather was more prominent, the good summer weather was more prominent in Southern Europe. We also had some headwinds from summer weather more in Eastern Europe, particularly Poland and Russia. So on balance, I wouldn't say that overall there is a very significant major positive impact as a result of weather, and that's why we don't call it separately in the results. Now, when it comes to the more inflationary environment in the established markets, we have seen that in a number of our countries, the inflation is edging significantly better than prior year in 2017. And despite the fact that we don't believe that this leads to a significant change in our strategy in terms of list price increases, we believe that it does help as a general environment to manage better our promotional pressures in these markets. And this is where we see the effectiveness of our promos in established and also in the developing markets improving, and that's how we saw quite a significant positive impact, particularly in the established markets as a result of that. Now, when it comes to the developing, with regard to the revenue per case, in the developing, the currency neutral revenue per case was up 2.1%, with quite a bit of a slowdown, I would say, versus the growth that we saw in the first half, which was 3.4%. And there are three main reasons why this trend happened. First of all, the higher contribution of water in the mix. So category mix in quarter three was influenced by the increased water and therefore negatively. Pack mix, we had some extra promo in multi-serves in some of our countries, particularly in Czech. So that also influenced the slowdown in quarter three. And also we see across the board an acceleration of modern trade, of the modern trade channel mix, particularly again in Czech. And these were areas that influence the slowdown of the currency neutral revenue per case growth in the developing.
My question was more that, I mean, you also faced a much tougher comp, I think, for revenue per case in the developing markets. So it certainly surprised your 2.1 in Q3, certainly surprised on the upside there. Do you feel that this type of 3% revenue per case growth for 9 months, is that sustainable for fiscal 18?
So, yes, we see that being sustainable. Versus prior year, we saw in the developing markets pricing and overall category mix being better. Channel and pack mix was flattish. And overall, we see that this is a trend that we can sustain.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So the next question comes from the line of Andrew Holland from Societe Generale. Please, Andrew, go ahead.
You anticipated that Russia would get better. It looks like it is. Do you think that's now a sustainable, more positive trajectory? Do you think we're seeing bottoming out and that the Russian market, or just thinking of Russian sales, will trend more positive? And then thirdly, on Nigeria, on pricing.
Apologies, yeah. It's Bashak here. Your line was actually not active until about 10 seconds ago.
Ah.
Would you mind repeating your first question?
Yes, I'd be delighted. So the first question was on the Stevia Coke that you're highlighting in Greece. Can you just say how that is being badged and marketed? Is it a sort of a variation of classic Coke, or is it a variation of Coke Zero, or just how is that appearing to consumers? And then secondly, whether your Russia trajectory, we can assume now, is positive. You're seeming to say that it's bottoming out. Is that now getting positive? And then finally, on pricing in Nigeria, you draw attention to very big price increases, 30% in the last 12 months. Is there more of that to come, or is are we going to see more sort of normalized pricing in Nigeria?
Thanks, Andy. So with your first question, it's, I would say, a unique product of Coke with stevia and no calories. So we don't have something else like this, another innovation like this in our other markets. And Greece has some particular characteristics that have led us to develop this product with strong lights category that has been consistently improving the contribution overall in sparkling, with some local competition exactly in this segment. And we are very pleased with the launch of this product and the first results. Of course, it's early days. It's around 6 months or so. But all the initial reception of the product in the market is very encouraging. Now, going to Russia, obviously, we are very pleased with the stabilization of the volume in quarter three, on the back of also the benefit from listing sparkling in a big discounter, which we mentioned in our previous call, Red and White. Very good in-store activation overall, and despite, I would say, a generally cooler summer, especially in July. So all the macro, first of all, indications are very positive. GDP is gradually improving. It has turned now positive. We see rising real disposable income, oil price stabilizing in good levels. Inflation also is stabilizing at relatively low levels. The ruble is quite in a good place and stable. So all the macro are pointing in the right direction. This has not quite reflected yet with regard to the NARTD market, where we still expect a decline in 2017 and similar decline also with regard to sparkling. The trends with the modern trade continuing to grow and fragmented, continuing to face challenges, is there. And what we have seen against this overall backdrop is sparkling growing mid-single digit with good broad-based growth in both Coke regular and, of course, strong growth in Coke Zero, innovations coming from the flavors in Sprite, in Schweppes, juice, which is a very important category in Russia. We have seen the premium and mainstream offerings growing very well. We had some challenges in the value segment due to some local competitive pressure. So we saw juice declining by very low single digit. So overall, we see across the board good developments. And as we had said also in the beginning of the year, we are working to see volumes in Russia stabilize by the end of the year. And this is where I believe the success will be for this year, and certainly build from this strong base for 2018. And finally, your third question was about Nigeria pricing. You are very well aware that the three price increases that we took since early quarter four last year were a lot in response to the major devaluation of the currency, and it was more of a price reset. Going forward, what we see is, first of all, inflation continuing to be at high levels of mid-teens. We see some good stabilization in terms of the Naira exchange rate. However, the affordability concerns are there, of course, and We see also quite intense competition. The competition has not followed our third price increase. So there is there are some mixed, if you like, factors that we have to take into account. But certainly, pricing is not going to be as dramatic as we have seen in 2016 and 17.
Okay, that's helpful. Although I'd love some quantification of less dramatic. Can we say single figures inflation, price increases?
We are at the point that we are drawing our plans right now, finalizing our plans. As I said, a lot will depend on some of those factors and how they pan out, especially with regard to the to competition. But we have this year an effective price increase, let's say, taking into account also what happened last year of around 25%. That is what I call dramatic. So for next year, certainly, I should not expect that we can be above inflation in any way.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. The next question comes from the line of Komal Dhillon from JP Morgan. Please, Komal, go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Just to follow up as well on Nigeria, from another angle, I guess, on the volume front. So you've got another difficult comp in Q4, and you've previously said you expect maybe to be flat in Nigeria in terms of volumes this year. Is that still valid? And then on the exchange rate front as well, it seems like there's been no change for Hellenic in terms of operational exchange rate. Is that correct? And then in terms of volumes, I know you've said all this, you know, there's a lot of uncertainty around what competition does, but how should we be thinking about volumes into 2018 in Nigeria? And then one last thing, please, on input costs. So we are hearing about a more inflationary commodity cost environment from other bottlers, even concentrate prices increases from Coke. And are you seeing the same, and what should we be thinking about for 17 and 18? Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Komal. So, yes, we would see a success to close the year with flattish volumes in Nigeria. There is, as you said, tougher comps in quarter four. Technically, we are not yet out of the low season in October. So November and by far more December are the critical months to see whether we will be able to hit this flattish performance in terms of volume year over year. This is what we are working on. When it comes to the, I think your second question was about the FX rate in Nigeria. Is that right?
Yes, I mean, obviously there's a dual rate, but it sounds like you are still operating at the same FX rate. Is that correct?
Yes, we have seen a significant devaluation, obviously, as we were coming towards the end of 2016 and in the early 17. However, now the Naira against the dollar has stabilized at around 360 Naira to the dollar. This is a very good level, and most importantly, we are able to find significant liquidity in the local market at this rate. And with, in combination with the fact that the oil price it seems to stabilize at good levels for the Nigerian budget, and as I said, the fact that we do see the market, the currency market, returning to some normality with a lot of available liquidity, this gives us a good feeling for this year, for closing the year, but also for going into 2018. Now, in terms of volumes for 18 in Nigeria, clearly Nigeria is an engine of growth for volumes for our group, and certainly, as I said, we are in the process of finalizing plans, but certainly we are looking for volume growth in Nigeria in 2018. We will come back with more details in the February call. And finally, when it comes to the input cost, so we started the year with an expectation for 17 to be, as we said, in the high single digit. We came in August with an updated guidance and improvement to mid-single digit. What we are seeing now for the full year is that we might have some extra good news, small good news, and we are seeing probably at the low end of the mid-single digit the growth of the input cost per case currency neutral for 17. Now, looking ahead into 18, first of all, just to say that we are very well covered, very well hedged in the majority of our commodities, certainly on EU sugar, but also on world sugar, we are 100% covered in Russia and around three quarters in Nigeria. When it comes to aluminium, we are also, we believe, in a good place because we are around 45% hedged for 2018 and at prices that are significantly better than the forward rate that we see for aluminium for next year. Overall, we are at the point where we are finalizing the plans because the mix also plays a significant role there, but we don't see that input costs will be a major issue going into 2018.
That's very clear. Thank you. Just quickly, on anything on concentrate prices?
No, there's nothing, no further updates on nothing that has changed.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much. So we currently have no questions coming through. So another reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Okay, our next question comes from the line of Sanjit Ajula from Credit Suisse. Please, Sanjit, go ahead.
Hi there. Just I'd just like to pick up on the price mix developments, and particularly in established. You know, this is the strongest price mix we've seen there in 3 years. Can you just elaborate a bit more as to how you, to what extent you think those trends are now sustainable? With the pickup inflation we've seen there, and also in emerging, the deceleration in price mix, which was perhaps a bit more pronounced than what I was expecting. Can you just elaborate a little bit on that, and to what extent you think the 4% is the run rate for the next few quarters, or can you accelerate that as you perhaps take a bit more pricing? Thanks.
Yes, thanks, Sanjit. So, starting with established revenue per case, in quarter three, we were up 1.1%, and that was significant acceleration versus the first half, which was 0.2. Here, I would say that there are more or less three factors at play. First of all, we do have the effect of the modest price increases that we took at the beginning of the year coming in full scale into quarter three compared to prior year. Secondly, we have much better promo effectiveness overall as inflation improves. So we talked about the positive developments of inflation in established markets earlier. This is really helping to ease the pressure of promotions in established markets. And in addition, we have some significant improvement, structural improvement in terms of our processes, our tools, our focus behind return on promotions. So the profit or the incremental profit generated from promos, the return on the investments, and overall, how we select the appropriate promos for the appropriate parts of the portfolio and channel, and that is gradually bearing fruit in the result. And I would say also that the good summer weather, which particularly benefited established with Southern Europe, helps compared to the first half, because there is a stronger pull on the single serve packs, which obviously attract much less promo compared to the mix that we saw in the first half. So this is really what is at play that helped us to accelerate the growth. And looking ahead in quarter four, I would say that we are working to continue with this positive momentum, especially as water will reduce, obviously, its contribution in the mix. Now, moving to emerging revenue per case, that was up 4.2% in the quarter, and that was a significant slowdown compared to the first half growth, which was 8.6%. And that was, of course, expected, and we had flagged this in our earlier calls. Now, here, there are a few factors at play. First of all, Russia with more promo pressure, especially also because of the poorer weather and the acceleration of the modern trade, and also take into account the fact that we had a acceleration in the negative pack mix hit in Russia because of the listing in this major discounter, Red and White. So on one hand, this generates significant volume, incremental volume, but on the other side, it affects the pack mix and therefore the revenue per case. In Nigeria, we have, as I mentioned earlier, additional competitive pressure being in the low season, and that also affected the revenue per case, and of course the absence of any additional pricing in Nigeria. The channel mix in also some of our emerging markets was more challenging, as the weather in the summer was not as good. And of course, we are cycling the price increases that we took in Russia in late quarter two last year. So these were the reasons, and all pretty much expected, why the revenue per case slowed down in quarter three. And going ahead in quarter four, I would say that clearly we are working to maintain this momentum, although I would say that it would be a success to exceed quarter three growth rate in quarter four, given also the fact that we are cycling Nigeria's first price increases that took place in quarter four last year, and of course the ongoing promo pressure in Russia, also in light of the low inflation in the country.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So the next question comes from the line of Edward Mundy from Jefferies. Please, Edward, go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking the follow-up. Two more, please. Just one. Do you see any potential regulatory hotspots in terms of sugar taxes in any of your territories? And then the second question is around tea. You know, clearly no surprise that tea remains weak in Q3, sort of broadly in line with what happened in the first half. Could you just remind us on where you are with regards to replacing Nest Tea in 2018 with some of the Coke brands such as Fuze and Honest Tea?
Okay, thanks, Ed. So with regard to sugar tax, first of all, we know about Ireland and the UK, where the sugar tax is due to take place or to come to effect in April next year. With regard to Russia, which was another place where there has been some discussions in the past, the 2018 budget does not include an excise tax on soft drinks. However, so for 18, it seems that we will not have an impact. Potentially, a discussion might reopen sometime late in 18 for inclusion in the 19 budget. Other than that, and the fact that we do have in Hungary, Croatia, and some other smaller countries some kind of sugar tax, we don't see that there is somewhere another significant threat at this point, as far as we know. Now, with regard to Neste, we are going in 2018 with Fuse in three in all our countries, and we will have a dual approach of Fuse and Neste in three countries, in Bulgaria, Romania, and Hungary. Now, we see that Fuse Tea will bring significant advantages to how we develop the category and how we implement this innovation. It will, first of all, enhance our position in a high value, in the high value, higher value part of this category, because this is a category with significant expected growth up to 2020, faster than many of our categories. And we believe that we can bring some exciting new flavor innovations under the Fuse Tea brand. And this is going to bring quite some more excitement in the category. So the commitment is there. Of course, the first year will be a challenge. However, we have very strong plans in all our markets to recover very quickly the expected challenge that we will see from the switch from Neste to Fuse Tea.
Great, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question comes from the line of Andrew Holland from Societe Generale. Please, Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Hopefully you can hear first time round this time. And that is my question is just relating to Italy and the comments you've made there. And obviously that was helped by the warm weather and that boosted water. I'm just trying to get a feel for the sort of underlying situation in Italy, if the weather is normal, and what that means for your product mix and for your sort of volume performance.
Okay, Andy, difficult to answer this, you know, very specifically. We had volume up very low single digit in quarter three. Summer did help, certainly, both in terms of sparkling and in terms of, but even more in terms of water. Water was up mid-single digit and was cycling easy comps, I would say, from last year, double-digit decline. Here we are very pleased that we are able now to grow, having delisted the two lower value brands and now having fully cycled that. And our other two main brands are performing very well, especially in single serve. Now, sparkling declined by very low single digit, but we saw very strong growth from lights. Coke Zero was up high teens, and Coke Zero Lemon, which is a relatively new launch, was very strong. Energy is doing well, and what gives us more optimism is the fact that we see a gradual stabilization and improvement in the economy with a relatively weak expansion, but expansion. good GDP forecasts, and in this environment we expect to be able to deliver stable volumes and look to next year with stronger plans and more innovation in order to see growth also in Italy.
Okay, thank you. That's very helpful.
Okay, thank you. So the next question comes from the line of Chris Pitcher from Redburn. Please, Chris, go ahead.
Thank you very much. Could I follow up again on your commentary around Russia pricing? Because given what we saw in terms of regional revenue per case movement, given your commentary on Russia talking about what looks to be positive category mix with sparkling growing, value juices declining, water not growing, it would indicate to me that Russia's gone quite deflationary for you. Can you confirm that that is the case? Because it does seem, with the modern trade continuing to growing, that this could persist for some time yet. Can you give us a bit more color on that? Thanks.
Thank you. Deflationary is definitely not the word that I would use. We see inflation stabilizing at around 4%. That, of course, will be an upper threshold in terms of the list price increases that we can take on a broad base. However, there are a lot of elements within the revenue per case that will work to our favor. Channel is not one. I agree with you. Modern trade will continue to grow. However, when it comes to category mix and pack mix, with all our plans around innovations, about pack innovation, focus on single serve, and the right type of activation and promotion of our multi-serve packs in the channels, we definitely see that we have room to continue to grow revenue per case in Russia.
Can you confirm that your revenue per case in Russia grew then in the third quarter?
Yes, in the third quarter, our revenue per case our revenue per case in quarter three was down in Russia. However, we are seeing that as we go into quarter four, we are expecting that taking out the impact that I mentioned earlier, specifically for quarter three, we are going to continue to improve.
Okay, thank you very much.
And please also, as I mentioned earlier, consider that we had the significant listing in Red and White, which is a major discounter, and that as we cycle the lack of this major customer in the prior year has an impact overall in the mix.
Thank you, Pekaris.
Okay, thank you very much. So, ladies and gentlemen, one final reminder. If you would like to ask your question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. Thank you very much. Okay, there are no further questions, so I will hand you back to your host, Michalis Simelos, to conclude today's conference. Thank you.
I want to thank you for joining us today and for all your questions that facilitated a good discussion around our third quarter performance. We have a clear roadmap for top-line growth and margin expansion, as well as the strategic initiatives that will get us there. We have been implementing these initiatives consistently, and we are very pleased with the results that they are delivering. We look forward to sharing more progress with you in the coming periods. Thank you and goodbye.